It's been 30 years since the U.S. Surgeon General first linked smoking with cancer. And for a while, smoking rates did drop. But now they're on the rise again. And so it seems is the influence of tobacco lobbyists who work the halls of Congress and every state legislature to head off anti-smoking laws. Now, for the first time, one of them, a former state legislator turned lobbyist for the Tobacco Institute, goes public. His name, Victor Crawford.
My job was to defeat legislation that was going to hurt the industry. If I couldn't defeat it, then the job was to wound it to the point where it wouldn't fly.
One of Crawford's first assignments as a lobbyist for the Tobacco Institute was to head off a local ordinance in Maryland to ban smoking in bars, taverns, and restaurants. He thought a rally for smokers' rights would be a good idea. But the demonstration against the proposed ban didn't work. So Crawford tried a new tactic.
I attacked the messenger on the grounds that they were trying to destroy civil liberties. That what they were trying to do was put their values upon the general public and try to impose it upon the working man who wants a glass of beer and a pack of cigarettes and destroy his freedom of choice. If you've got good people arguing for you, you can turn the issue away from the message. That's what I'm saying.